Hello, I am Shel Havi Simcha, and you're with TTNHD and ProductionLiveOnline.com. And we are here with B.L. Gorton, and she's going to tell us...
One more time, start over, so it's L.B.
It's L.B. Grayton.
L.B. Grayton. Great. Yeah. Or you can have her say it, if you'd like.
I'll
either
say
way.
It.
Okay. And...
I don't know.
Cut. And action.
Hi, I'm Shel Havi Simcha, and this and you're with ProductionLiveOnline.com and TTNHD. And we're here with L.B.
Yes, L.B. Grayton, yes.
And you are, tell us just about yourself and the projects that you're
going to
bring.
Okay, great. I'm involved with this, the BCCA, because I sing with...
the BCCA?
Yes, I remember. And every
the
month
Brooklyn.
I do... Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Every month I perform it on BATV, actually. I don't know if you can catch that on BATV.
So you're very involved with the arts?
Absolutely. I produce and direct a film festival, which is free to the public, actually. It's called the Avenue of the Arts Film Festival. Last year was the 6th anniversary. And this year we're having a great red carpet evening. It's at the West End Branch Library near Government Center.
Film festival at the West End.
West End Library.
West End Library.
Branch Library, yep.
And where?
151 Cambridge Street. It's near Government Center.
And when is it going to be?
The first night, July 15th, is the opening night at 5 o'clock. We have a band. She's my hand, a jazz band, and I sing a little bit with that, and then there's a great film up in the air.
And how long is the festival going to be?
It runs for 2 weeks. First week, it's 15th and 16th. Following week, it's Thursday, Friday, 22nd and the 23rd. So it's a two-week span.
And what's going to be in the festival?
Okay, a lot of great films. I call it, the theme is food for health, food for thought, and food for change, and I have films that are...
That's a wonderful theme.
Yeah, it is. There's really a lot of film films too, a lot of related food for thought. So we have up in the air first night, George Clooney, of course. The next day, Julie and Julia.
Wow.
Okay, so a lot of street plays and George Child, I'm sure. The following week, another great evening is the red carpet evening, starting at 4:30. Patrice Monaghan Band again. We have a great array of food. And the film, Food for Change, the filmmaker, Steve Ells, will be here to present a preview of his film, which is about co-op farming and how it's going to change the whole industry.
So there's going to be also food at the festival?
Food, absolutely. Real food, great food.
That is
and
very
then, And then after that, right, there's like 5 o'clock, 4:30, the red carpet, I was at 4:30, this Patrice Martin the band, and then Steve Ells around 5:15, his presentation, excerpts. A food for change, and right then after that is a premium menu with some potato pancakes and some green chill soup and stuffed eggs. And this is a special menu because it's related to the film, which is Four Seasons Lodge. It's a film of Catskills about a group of people aging, but great, lively, happy film. They have to be Holocaust survivors, but it gives you a great feeling. It's a wonderful film. The filmmakers will try to be there, and that starts at 6, and then...
What day?
That will be the 27th. So the first week, opening 15th, Thursday night, then the next day, the 16th, and the following week, Thursday night again, the 22nd, starting at 4:30, and then...
So we're going to have lots of film.
Lots of film, lots of food.
And where can we read about this and hear more about?
Well, first of all, I have a website. It's lbgraton.com/avenue, lbgraton.com/avenuearts film.
And that's going to give us everything we need to know about.
Pretty much. Not only that, but bpl.org, which is the Boston Library website, will list the calendar days. If you forget, it's printed everywhere, printed in calendars. And, please contact me, lb@lbgraton.com. And ask me anything. lb@lbgraton.com. Ask me anything. Be happy to help you.
So I'm going to ask you another thing.
Sure.
Since you do so much, and you do the film festival.
I was singing a little bit with the
band. And you sing, and you're helping with the event.
That's the other thing. I used to run an exhibit, an art exhibit with it. Boy, was that busy.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So at least I'm relieved.
Wonder Woman. So tell us about this coming Saturday. What's happening Friday and Saturday?
Okay, this particular Friday and Saturday?
Yes.
Whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do. I am going to be at the John Hancock Hall.
What is happening at the John Hancock Hall?
Well,
I'm not sure we all know about it.
Okay.
So tell
our viewers. I'm just going to be in the lobby, and I'll be there to help out, give out flyers, talk to people. And it's a premiere film day for a special children's
Share a stage, 2010, is a premiere film. for a premiere film of Elle, the Modern Tale of Cinderella, and we're bringing the artist, the music artist, the Disney music artist,
yes,
to come here and play and have a party and celebrate.
Absolutely.
And it's a fundraising event for opening an art center for the arts, an art center for children, for inner city children and aspiring artists. It's going to be a downtown crossing Boston, and it's 5 nonprofits that are coming together.
But this particular event is John Hancock Hall on Berkeley Street.
Exactly.
Saturday, the 19th.
Right.
11 o'clock.
The event is going to be music and fun, and the income is going to be really for opening the art center for education, for art, for children.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. Yeah.
And
it's what the city needs.
And what inspired you to help this event?
Well, I've been involved with the Beast.
Which you should all come. It's going to be exciting and amazing, and it's for a good cause.
Yeah, I've been involved with the arts ever since I, got out of art school and music school and whatever, but I've been around with the BCCA for the last 2 or 3 years, and I've been singing at the event there at the Improvine, and whatever they want me to do, I'm ready to do it.
And you want to help, you really want to help this, you want to help this project to come about, because you pretty much, you're one of these beginning artists, and now you got to this great place in life, and you want to pay it forward and help people.
Yeah,
it's
a natural thing to do. Most artists I know are ready to give advice and help out whatever they can. And art is a learning process. I'm still I go take a course once in a while, and I paint.
So if we're speaking about art, maybe you could sing a piece for us.
What do you want to hear?
Your favorite recent piece.
Our
Boston audience and people online.
Well, I at the BCCA recently did a Mountain Greenery thing. I love jazz. So
please
do a
little
bit of that. In a mountain greenery where God made the scenery just two lazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. And we can laugh at the weather. Mosquitoes, dear, won't bite you here. I gotta let them bite me on my finger. Bees could get no keenery reception in a beanery. Bless the mountain greenery. Oh, yeah.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Sorry.
And thank you guys for being with us. And we're looking forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday this week. And
don't forget, July the 15th, opening night. Avenue of the Arts Film Festival.
And it's free.
It's
free and it's exciting. And both the events this weekend and July the 15th of the film festival. Just be there, and thank you for joining us. I'm Shel Habib Simcha, and you're with TTNHD and ProductionLiveOnline.com. And thank you.